Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, the huge.
Scraping by?
Scraping by. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, we're back with another episode. We missed.
We are.
Or now we're like pre-recording. Yeah, this is confusing because now this is our episode 2 weeks out. Look at us on top of our shit.
Yeah, well, because we're going to be gone for the break. And we skipped 1 week.
And we skipped a week, which I'll elaborate. I'm going to add like a little thingy into our episode that's being uploaded tomorrow explaining why. But I mean, basically it's just because I was sick and had the flu. Well, anywho, how was your week?
I've also been sick.
Yeah, we've had the plague.
Which I was sick for a while, for like a week or two, and then I like healed for like 3 days and then immediately got the same thing back, it seems like.
She said, so I'm not done yet. Not
literally, like psych, and then just came back. So that's not very fun, but yeah, so I haven't been doing that much. Although, this morning I did get hear back that I have an interview for one of the jobs I applied for.
Yes! Yeah. Woo! And little
then,
wins.
And then I got another email. Four emails, actually, from the same company. They just randomly send two of, like, when they send an email, it sends it twice. So it's actually two individual emails.
You should probably check that out. Sent twice.
And it was from the residential treatment center I'd applied to before, but they were, like, reminding me that I, like, or they were actually just first responding, telling me I didn't get it, which I applied for, like, weeks ago, so I, like, assumed already.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were, like, we do have this other opportunity, though.
Psych!
And then I, like, read it. Horrible.
Horrendous.
It's the same vibe, working at a residential treatment center, but it accompanies, or it's an on-call part-time position.
Yikes.
That you could get called to any of their residential centers in our city or two neighboring cities.
Good Lord.
And just like for reference, the two here, just to like describe like maybe how stressful that would be, like the three centers that are in where we live, one of them is a crisis stabilization, so it's like people that are like suicidal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are housing people who were found not guilty by reasons of insanity and are under jurisdiction of the Oregon Psychiatry Security Review Board.
That is Psychiatric Security Review Board.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. And then they were like, yeah, so you should apply to this position. It's on call for all of those three and all the ones in the two neighboring cities. And it pays less than the other place hourly. It's $19 an hour.
They really said.
They were like, you may get called on weekends and holidays, and you're on call for the day shift, the swing shift, and the night shift.
Fuck you.
I was like, I can't imagine anyone taking that position.
No. They unless you're like really in a place of absolute desperation, like, and that pay is shit.
No, literally.
That is horrible.
Yeah, so I was like, no thanks.
I'm gonna have to decline that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How's your week been?
I mean the same. I was sick all week. I basically had the plague. No, actually, I mean it was fine. I did, like, completely lose my voice for, like, or not completely, but damn near completely lost my voice for, like, 2 days. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. And then I also had a little fever, which was also really fun. But I still rallied for St. Patty's weekend. Not by my own choice, but my little brother came into town for his birthday. And I was like, let's take you to a frat. Because, you know, that's what good big sisters do. I didn't drink because obviously I was sick, and I standing there sober at a frat party.
How?
Literally, I'm like, don't ever put me in this situation ever again, actually. I fear I cannot handle this. Like, actually wanted to, like, explode.
You were like, do you want to come? And I was like, no, thanks.
Yeah, that's so real. I wish I didn't go, actually. But, I did that, and then, yeah, we were also standing out. It was like a block party. I don't know. Also, I was thinking about it when I was there. I was like, how the hell are the police not shutting this down? Like, students are, like, literally taking up an entire street.
Yeah, they block
you can't drive through it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
They never do, though, when it's related to a frat.
I know. I'm like, are you being so fucking for real? But you're going to break up a protest? Okay. Yeah. I see your priorities. I see you. Anyways, it was also cold and raining. And I had a fever and I was like, damn. But I had to rally because I love my little brother.
Did he have fun?
Yes, he had a lot of fun. He had a blast. And I, you know, I made it work. I didn't complain, but I literally was like standing there. I was like, this is hell.
Yeah.
I digress. Just
had to endure.
Yeah, I literally just had to endure. Alrighty. Alex, what's our topic for today?
Today, we are going to be taking the civics portion of the United States naturalization test. Or citizenship test.
Very interesting. Do you have anything you'd like to say about the test?
Well, first of all, I love tests. I'm obsessed You're with taking tests.
Insane, but that's okay.
I
He's obsessed.
Love to take tests.
That's crazy.
Well, usually it's because I study well and then I'm like, period, I know this stuff when I'm taking it. If I'm doing bad on it, I'm obviously not having fun.
You're not slipping.
But there's something fun because I'm like, wow, I learned something and like now I'm testing on it or something like that.
That's a good way to look at it. I wish I looked at it like that.
Yeah. And something my mom used to say, like, I would get stressed out about tests, and she would be like, all you can do is your best.
Oh, wait, that's really sweet.
And I was like, that's so true. Like, I'm stressing out because I'm like, I need to be able to do everything right. But then I was like, I can't do it. Like, all I can do is my best. So
yeah.
Now I just think about that, and I'm like, that's so true.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's cute. I love that.
So anyway, I love tests. Thinking about this test, I did a little bit of research about it, but, I was thinking, first of all, that we should theoretically, like, be able to ace this because we both grew up in the United States and have, like,
college degrees. We would hope.
And the other portion is, like, an English language portion, which obviously we're not going to take.
Yeah.
But
I mean, fuck, I hope we would pass that.
We would. And, yeah, I did a little bit of research about that portion, which we aren't going to do, but it's, like, really hard to be, because you kind of have to know English to become a citizen, unless you're, like, you can be exempt of it if you're, like, over 50 and, like, lived here for, like, 20 years, or over 55 and lived here for 15 years. So, like, if you're, like, a younger person, you have to be able to speak English, it seems like.
Which is really funny, because Spanish is the second, like, yes, English, I guess, is, I think it's, I don't think the United States technically has a national, like, declared national language, but I could be wrong. But English is the second most, like, talked language in the United States. Or did I just say English? I meant Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish. Yeah, so that, but that's, like, well, I mean, that kind of excludes a lot of people also, too, because it's, like, a reading, writing, and speaking portion.
And that is so, also, English is so difficult to learn.
It is really difficult to learn. And also a lot of people, like, just, like, don't have access to education or, like, literacy. Like it seems, like, normal to us because we, like, went to, like, public school and, like, had access to a lot of education.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it takes a while to, like, learn how to, like, write and read and all this
things.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people, like, are, like, working at a younger age or, like, just don't have access to a place to get an education or whatever. So it, like, limits it sort of to... Or it just limits a lot of people from becoming U.S. citizens, from my understanding of how the test works.
You know what's really ironic about it is that the U.S. has really low literacy rates in the first place. Like, English literacy, like, rates, I think, like, I can't remember the percentage, but, like, a significant portion of the population has, like, below a sixth grade reading comprehension.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's kind of ironic that this is a test, but regardless.
Also ironic is that... probably a lot of Americans wouldn't pass the civics portion.
No, a lot of Americans.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do, actually. So I was like, oh, let's do like some light research. So I have a page here in Google Docs, so I'll just like go through what I've found. So what is the U.S. naturalization test? It's a two-part assessment required for applicants seeking U.S. citizenship, which is comprised of an English test and a civics test, as Alex already went over. So I wanted to look up the pass rates with the applicants that take it. So as of 2022, 88% of applicants passed on their first try, and an additional 7% passed during the re-exam. So overall, it's like a 97% pass rate, which is really good.
Yeah.
So how is the civics test specifically scored? So there are 100 questions in the civics portion of the test. Applicants will be asked 10 of the 100 questions at random. And these aren't written answers. It's verbally asked, so you need a verbal answer too. The applicant must answer at least 6 of them correctly to pass. So in essence, they need to get a 60%. So okay, I was a little bit curious about if we had tested, like done a survey and tested American citizens.
Right.
So this section is literally titled Some Irony for You. According to a survey conducted by the Institute of Citizens and Scholars, only about 1 in 3 or 36% of American citizens would be able to pass the civics portion of the U.S. naturalization exam.
Wow.
Which is abysmal. And then here's some other fun facts for you. This is so upsetting. Or it's not upsetting. It's just like it makes me really angry with our fucking education system regardless. Only 13% of citizens surveyed knew when the Constitution was ratified. More than 60% didn't know what countries the U.S. fought in World War II. And 57% didn't know how many Supreme Court justices there were. It gets worse.
No, I'm honestly going to say right away, like, I would be some of those percentages.
That's okay. But that's not your... That's the thing. The whole kicker of it is it's literally not your fault.
History is, like, not my thing. So.
Babe, history is none of our things, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, moreover, 72% incorrectly identified the original 13 colonies.
Only, I would do, but...
Only 24% correctly identified Benjamin Franklin and what he was famous for. And 37% thought he invented the light bulb.
Oh, that's literally what came to mind. What did he invent? Or what did he do?
He was one of the founding fathers. You don't know who invented the light bulb? It was Edison.
Oh, Thomas Edison. Okay. I was going to say Alexander Graham Bell, but maybe he did like the phone or something. No. Wait, is it... wasn't Ben Franklin the one who was like the kite with like the key, like lightning coming down it or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he invented something, right?
I think he was just like theorized like basically what electricity was.
Did Benjamin Franklin invent something?
Did yes, he like do he anything?
He invented the lightning rod.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes, but it was along with the kite,
right? Bifocals and swim fins.
Honestly, so it's a fair mix up. It's a little fucked up that high of a percentage thinks that they're the same person or like that they're switched. No, but it is a fair, you know, lightning, light bulb, same shit. <Right. laughs> Same shit, different concept.
Period.
Anyways, also only 24% knew why the colonists fought the British.
Oh, wow.
Do you know why?
Like, to not be ruled by a king anymore?
Yeah, like, or it was taxation without representation kind of thing. Like, they were being taxed and all those taxes were being taken to England and they weren't getting any, like, allowed to have their own representation. Anyways.
Period.
So not great. It's not looking great.
No. Well, it's not looking great for us either.
No, I know. No, I'm actually, like, I hate to say it, I'm scared to take this test. I know, and I literally, like, I have a degree in political science. Like, half of my degree was history. I should probably know this shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
History for me just goes in one ear and out the other.
I actually really like history, but apparently I don't know as much as I should either. Which I'm like, is it my fault or is it, like, the U.S. education system's fault? Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyways. So, divert, like, why is this concerning? Because it is. Basically, there was a paper that's called The Science of Fake News. And it basically was saying, like, as we know, an informed electorate is essential for not only, like, combating misinformation, but also just, like, generally the health of a democracy in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this paper, he kind of highlighted how low civic literacy makes citizens more susceptible to misinformation, which... especially during electoral periods, which, surprise, surprise, I think we already knew that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and also just in general, misinformation challenges people's perceived legitimacy of democratic processes, as well as undermines the trust in political institutions, aka literally like the that's a manifestation of like January 6th, basically.
Yeah.
And additionally, low civic literacy can intensify polarization, promote the erosion of democratic norms, reduce civic engagement, weaken political accountability, all of which are very bad for the health of a democracy and just democratic norms in general. So, as we can see, it's not great. It's not looking great.
Love that.
Anywho, Well, that's all the little quick facts that I had for
Let's
you.
Let's take this test.
Okay, welcome back to the game show. Do you have more civic knowledge than somebody seeking naturalization? Our first contestant is Alex. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
No, this is going to be like messed up. This is going to be really embarrassing. Okay, first question. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Declared independence from Britain?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
I was going to say France. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Two rights?
Yeah. There's three in total. Oh, you just need to name two.
Three. Yeah, it's like life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Okay. What is freedom of religion?
Like freedom. It's part of the First Amendment.
Period.
Damn,
you're eating this up.
Thank you. Which allows you to practice and express your religion. I don't really know.
Yeah. Yep. Or not practice a religion.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the economic system in the United States?
Capitalism?
Yeah. Period. He's eating it up. What are you nervous about? What is the rule of law?
What is the rule of law?
Yes.
What laws?
Just specific? Rule of law. It's a term.
Oh. I guess like the laws that govern U.S. citizens that partially is made up by like the or no, that's rights.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just the rule of law. I don't know. Like, the laws that govern people?
Basically, everyone must follow the law.
Okay.
Citizens, okay. Government, everybody. Okay. Okay. How many senators are there?
Oh, hell no. Oh, 100?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God! You ate it up. All right, that was all the questions. He literally he passed with flying colors.
Well, it does, because I remember that seeming weird because, like, there's different populations in different states, but they all have two senators.
Senators, yeah. But the representatives is the part that changes.
Right.
Okay.
Still seems weird, but okay.
Scrolling up. I'm nervous.
Okay. We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
Their terms are 6 years.
Period. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now?
Wyden. Ron Wyden.
Okay. Doesn't say the answer on here, obviously, but...
I guess you just have to name one.
Yeah. Okay. The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. 4-something? 2-something? 2-something. 200-something.
It's 435.
435? Damn! Yeah.
You're getting harder questions than me.
I should know that, though, actually.
We elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
Oh, 2. Their terms are 2 years.
Yep. Okay. Name your U.S. representative. I could not do that.
Oh, shit. The one for Lane County, she's a woman. Fuck, what's her name? Oh, no. I don't remember her name. I know her face, though. She's like a sweeter, older lady. Don't know her name.
Okay. I don't either. Who does a U.S. senator represent?
Their state?
Yeah, all the people of the state.
Yeah.
Why do some states have more representatives than other states?
Oh, population. It's based on... Or no, sorry. It's based on districts. But population too, I guess.
Yeah. State's population. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military?
President.
Yes. Who signs bills to become laws?
President.
Okay. What does the president's cabinet do?
Fuck all. They fuck with all of our established institutions. The cabinet is supposed to be heads of, like, federal departments. I'm sorry. The cabinet, they're, like, advisors to the president.
Yeah.
Sorry. What are two cabinet-level positions?
Okay. So, maybe the chief advisor or something like that?
No.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Maybe, like... I don't know. I have no idea.
So there's a lot of answers. It's like Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Education.
Are the cabinet?
That's the cabinet. That's why I said they're ahead of like all of our federal institutions, basically.
But don't they have individual power?
Yes, but they are technically.
Oh.
Well, they can either be the check on the president.
The president.
I know. Because it's not all that they do. Anyways, also the vice president is technically a cabinet level position.
All right. Look at that. I'm learning.
What does the judicial branch do?
They are like the Supreme Court, so they check the other two branches. They are the highest court in the land, so they can work with the cases that have been appealed in lower courts mm-hmm. and create case law. And is there a specific answer that I'm missing?
Like, no, it's basically, yeah, decides if laws go against the Constitution.
Okay, yeah.
Period. Mm. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
9?
Yes.
Okay. I would be hard-pressed to name all of them, but...
That's very fair.
I would try, though.
Who is Chief Justice of the United States?
Fuck. Roberts?
Damn, look at you. Ate that. Ugh!
Yeah.
Under the Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government, which is one power of the federal government.
Ugh, such a broad... I don't... To deploy the military?
Yeah, to declare war, to create an army. Those are two answers. Period. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states?
I guess, like, some of their taxing is up to them. Some of the taxation is up to them. State taxes, right?
That's not an answer.
Okay. Hold up. What about... wait, what's the question again?
Under the Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states?
Oh, I don't know. Low-key.
There's a few.
Haven't read the Constitution, I don't think.
That's okay. Most people haven't. Provide schooling and education. Provide protection, aka police. Provide safety, aka fire departments. Give a driver's license and approve zoning and land use. And that's it.
Giving a driver's license was in the Constitution?
No, but it's this... Well, yeah, I guess... I don't know. That is a weird answer. You're right. Under the Constitution, because no, driver's license were not a thing when the Constitution was written.
Okay, well...
They just said, give me my horse!
Who is the governor of your state now?
Tina Kotek.
Yeah. What is the capital of your state?
Salem.
What are the two major political parties in the United States?
Republican and Republican. Republican and Democrat.
What is the political party of the president now?
Republican.
There are 4 amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them.
The 14th, which...
Or describe one of the, like... Oh, okay, yeah. It doesn't ask for the number. It just asks for what it does or what exactly it says.
Wait, the 14th was wrong, I just realized. No, wait, the 14th is right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, the 14th is right. Everyone can vote.
Any citizen can vote, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the options is also a male citizen of any race can vote. So that's an older one.
That's an older one, yeah. The 14th was like, yeah, women's suffrage. That's what they fought for.
And then you don't have to pay to vote, and you have to be 18 and older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
To check their government?
One of 2 possible answers.
Wait, what is the question?
What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
To petition the government if they don't see it fitting anymore? What is it?
Either to serve on a jury or vote in a federal election.
That's kind of a weird answer because you're not required to vote, but regardless.
Yeah. What is one promise you make when you become a U.S. citizen?
I don't remember promising shit. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't sign the fucking Constitution. Wait, what was the question again? I totally got sidetracked.
You're good.
I was quoting a TikTok.
What is one promise you make when you become a U.S. citizen?
When you become a U.S. citizen to, like... Obey the Constitution, the laws of the land. Yeah,
obey the laws, defend the Constitution.
There we go.
Give up all loyalty to other countries.
Oh. Okay.
Serve in the U.S. military if needed.
No, thank you.
That's something you promised to do.
I don't remember fucking signing up for that. What are 2 ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
They can vote.
Yep. Period.
then they can protest? Is that an option?
No.
Okay. That's if you're not. They could run for office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we're getting into history questions. Your favorite!
Yes!
What is one reason colonists came to America?
Like, what they were looking for? Or,
like, I guess why they left, in like, England, Great Britain?
For, like, resources and money?
Well, I guess economic opportunity, yeah. It was mostly for, like, religious and political freedom and liberty.
Okay.
Why did the colonists fight the British?
To stop being taxed and to not have a king anymore?
He ate that up. Yeah, it's because of high taxes, because the British army stayed in their houses, bordering. That's why there's the bordering clause. I think that's like the fourth or the third. I don't remember. And then because they didn't have self-government.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Franklin. No. Jefferson.
Yeah.
There we go. Sorry.
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
The Declaration of adopted? 1776.
The exact date.
Oh, 4th of July, 1776.
Yeah.
Back in 76.
There were 13 original states. Name three.
Oh, Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania.
Period.
I've lived in all of those.
Whoa. What happened at the Constitutional Convention?
Oh, fuck. This is taking me back to A-Push. Oh, that's when they were, like, drafting literally, like, the U.S. Constitution. And also, there was, like, the debate between the Federalists and, like, Anti-Federalists or something like that.
Whoa. Period, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, a history class.
When was the Constitution written?
1787.
Whoa, period. I would not have known that.
I ate that shit up.
Okay, the Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers.
Oh, Hancock. No, wait, no, not Hancock. Sorry, writers. I thought it was signers. Jefferson.
Mm-mm.
Adams?
No.
Holy fuck. Franklin?
Mm-mm.
Who the hell wrote it?
James Madison, Alexander Hamilton,
fuck me.
John Jay, and Publius.
See, if I had actually been able to go see Hamilton, I would have known that.
Never seen it.
Me neither, and I think it would have actually solved a lot of these issues right now.
True.
Okay.
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Lightning rod.
That's not listed on there?
He signed the Declaration of Independence?
No.
What is listed on there? This fuck-ass fucking...
He's famous for being a U.S. diplomat, the oldest member of the Constitutional Convention, the first Postmaster General of the United States, the writer of Poor Richard's Almanac, and he started the first free libraries. I wouldn't have gotten that.
No, me neither, but King, love a library.
Who is the, quote, father of our country?
Oh, Washington.
Yes. Who is the first
Daddy Washington. President? Daddy Washington.
Yeah.
What did Susan B. Anthony do?
Ooh.
If you don't answer this, you're not a feminist.
Susan B. Anthony? Fuck. That name definitely rings a bell.
Damn, she's not familiar or something.
Fuck. Give me a hint.
She's a woman.
Yeah, I know that.
So what'd she fight for?
What'd she fight for? Oh, I want to say women's suffrage.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, she's not familiar. So, what'd she do? Oh my god. Okay, name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s. There was a lot.
There were a lot. The Vietnam War.
Yes. Who was president during World War I?
Oh, fuck. FDR?
No, this guy was the flop that came before him.
Oh, hold on. Oh. Before him? World War One? When even was that? This was like 1916-ish.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that's like the reason why the Great Depression happened, or like part of the reason.
I don't think I'm going to get this. Is it like one of the random names?
He's got like a weird name. Like you would not hear this name.
Like a...
Woodrow Wilson! Hey! Yeah. Okay, who was the president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Is that FDR?
Yes.
Okay. Well, who did the United States fight in World War II?
Germany and Japan.
And?
Oh, wasn't it, Germany, Japan, and fuck, why am I blanking? It wasn't most of Europe. Was it Europe? Was it a European country?
It is a European country, yeah.
But it wasn't. It's not Russia.
No,
I know that because I'm reading a book currently about World War II. Apparently, it's not giving me that much information.
yeah, I would not have gotten all three of them.
Is it some random like Baltic nation?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Poland.
Mm-mm.
No, not Poland. It was taken over. I don't know.
Italy.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, that makes sense. Mussolini.
Yeah. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
Was it the Korean War?
No.
Two?
That's a good guess, though. Yeah, World War II. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States?
Oh, it was the arms race. Oh, like the main country of concern? Just the main concern?
The main concern is what it says.
Nuclear war? Just building nuclear weapons?
No. That's not the answer.
The main concern of the U.S. during the Cold War?
Yeah.
Oh, communism. The spread of communism.
Yeah. What movement tried to end racial discrimination?
Wait, what movement?
Tried to end racial discrimination.
Oh, wait, why am I forgetting the name of the movement?
This is a big one.
No, I know exactly what it is. Like, MLK Jr. and anti-segregation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the civil rights.
Yep.
Fuck me. I'm gonna blame it on the fact that I'm sick. I shouldn't be forgetting that name ever.
What did
Jesus Christ.
Martin Luther King Jr. do?
Fought for civil rights.
Yeah. What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States?
Never forget 9/11.
Yes.
Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States. What a fucking random question.
Okay, the Mississippi.
Period.
Boom.
I hope you know this. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
The west coast? The Pacific.
Yeah. What's on the east coast?
The Atlantic.
Period. Name one U.S. territory.
Guam.
Yep. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because there were 13 original colonies.
Period.
Ask me what they are.
Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Because there's 50 states.
Yes.
Which is crazy. They had to change it like every time.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Isn't that crazy? What is the name of the national anthem?
What? Oh, God. This is embarrassing. I honestly don't even have it memorized. Do you? I think most people do. I don't memorize lyrics, but
I would probably.
It must be one of the lyrics. Okay.
I would maybe be able to like sing along if it was playing, but like starting from now, no, I could not sing it right now.
What is it?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, duh. Okay, yeah.
Where do we celebrate in? Oh, sorry. What? When do we celebrate Independence Day? Alex, I fear this one's easy.
Oh. Wait, the 4th of July.
Yes. Okay.
I found out what Easter was like 2 years ago. I didn't even realize there was still a religious holiday.
I don't know.
I was like, the rabbit?
The rabbit holiday? Duh. The candy holiday? Duh.
Literally.
Name two national U.S. holidays.
The 4th of July?
Yeah, Independence Day, but yes, the 4th of July.
President's Day?
Yep.
Period.
You know what's not on there?
Christmas?
No, it is.
What?
Yeah, Christmas is on there, but not... We don't have Halloween, which petitioned to make that a national holiday.
St. Patty's Day.
And St. Pat. Come on now. St. Patty's Day. The national drinking day. That's all the questions.
All the questions.
I fear...
We definitely would have passed.
Yeah, we would have passed. There was a few that we probably should have known, though. Like, definitely. The fact that I forgot the civil rights movement is literally fucking insane. I'm sick, y'all. I have a fever. It's affecting my memory. But we kind of ate that down.
We did kind of eat that down. I was kind of like thinking it was going to be funny because we weren't going
to
get it.
I know. I actually did expect us to do a lot worse than we did. Granted, like I said again, there are some questions.
We have graduated college.
Yeah, we went to college and had a good education. Is it still concerning that American citizens are not getting that kind of education to know?
Yeah.
This, like, basic civics? Yes. Well, yes. That is very concerning, actually. Because
then it's like you don't... You got to be educated on that stuff in order to, like, to cast, like, an educated vote. Or yes. To, like, know, maybe, like, to recognize the signs of, like, heading in a bad direction.
Why, yes.
Like, not having, like, a king and stuff was, like, one of the big reasons for the start of America.
The big ones. Yeah, that was, in fact,
we're,
a big
like,
one.
Randomly circling back right now. To, yeah. Like, a king vibe.
Yeah, to, like, a dictator vibe, and we're not supposed to do that. So, y'all, if you would like to become more civically engaged, just listen to the entire soundtrack of Hamilton, and that should do it for you, because I think that's what I'm going to do now. Because apparently I need to learn some more about U.S. history. Well, I think that's it for this week.
I think it is.
I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hey, I hope you learned something. I urge you to take the civics test just for funsies.
Yeah. Maybe you'll love taking the test as much as I did.
Or maybe you'll get an immense amount of anxiety from it. Who knows? But I urge you to take it. I'll link it in the description below so you can look over the questions if you would like. And maybe humble yourself a little bit, because that sure humbled me. Well, with that, we will talk next week. And
may you scrape by with ease.